has to do with the Haskorah of the Alanisim. So we're going to talk a little bit today on the Pella de Gezach that we don't make Haskorah Salanisim for some reason in Alamichi, in Main Sholosh. Right? Shabbos we do, Yom Tov we do, Rosh Chodesh we do, Chanukah and Purim Nizrechi even. Right? They don't have Haskorah. And many of the Sforim HaKadoshim are aimed on it. And actually, there was a big controversy because the Rav Avrom Palagi was the son of a Chaim, famous Chaim Palagi. So the Rav Avrom Palagi wrote that his father, who said that you shouldn't say Alanisim, would have been Choyzer. I'll share with you what he said. I brought it down actually in my Sefer on Chanukah. And Rav Avadi Yosef brings Kama Vakamarayas that Chaim Palagi had all the Makairis that his son is bringing, and Afal Pikeni held not like that. But the Shulchan Aruch is very straight. Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Shmoinis Yimei Chanukah Oimim Alanisim. That's what it does. Perzamos. So by us, over here in Tofresh Pebeis, Shulchan Aruch doesn't go into Alanisim in any Askara, in Alamichi, in Mein Sholosh. Doesn't go into it. If you look in Reish Ches, you'll see there it says Mefurish that you mention Mein Amur Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, but not Chanukah, not Purim. As I stated, all. So the Shaila is why not? Why don't you? There's actually a Shaila in the Achronim, in the Haintek Achronim. Moris Nosan, right? And in the Reb Nosan Gestetner, and in the River Sefraim. Zichron Tzadikim Levroche. What happens if somebody mistakenly said it? They said in Alamichi, they mentioned Chanukah. Right? They mentioned it. Is it a hefsek? So the Moris Nosson says, Klor, it's not a hefsek. Vade, it's not a hefsek. It's no worse than if you said a Mein Amur in benching when you weren't supposed to say it. We paskin, it's not a hefsek. Somebody would say a Yalav Yovel. Not on Rosh Chodesh. We paskin, it's not hefsek. Right? It's not hefsek. So therefore it's not, which is one of the rationales they have that if you said on Shmini Atzeres, you said Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, that you'll be yotze, one of the rationales is, it's not a hefsek. Elamah, you didn't say Shmini Atzeres. Fine, but if you just said Chag, according to many Mishanim, you yotze. If you say Vatit Nalanu is a Chag Hazeh, and you wouldn't have said Chag HaMatzes, or Chag HaSukkos, you'd be yotze. The fact that you said Sukkos is no worse. Ignore the Sukkos piece. Right? Ignore the Sukkos piece. And the Pirkei Yisrael has a whole tumult. If somebody said Chag Shmini Atzeres, Chag Shmini Atzeres, Chag HaSukkos, if they ate. It happens all the time to people. I get the Shaila. This year I got the Shaila. I get the Shaila. Come on, every Shmini Atzeres I get the Shaila. People ask me the Shaila. And probably people don't ask me the Shaila, who just don't even realize themselves. They said, if there's 7 days of saying Chag HaSukkos, Zok Mevayit Chag HaSukkos. Right? Which is actually Pirkei Yosef's reason why he holds you not Yotze. He holds you have to bench again. Or you have to, I'm sorry, you have to daven again too. He holds you not Yotze and davening. If you said Shmini Atzeres, Chag HaSukkos, Shmini Atzeres, you're not Yotze. And it's the base Yud that says Yotze for this Cheshbon I just told you. Right, for this cheshbon, chayodim also yotze. It's a big machlokes. Big machlokes are poskim. If you yotze or not yotze. So the Beis Yehuda holds yotze because it's not a hefsek. If I got up today and said Chag HaSukkos as in davening, I'm yotze. So you can't tell me I'm not yotze because I said Chag HaSukkos. That's not elamai. You want to say I'm not yotze because I didn't say Shmini Atzeres. So what? I said Chag. Lo gara. It's not a poshut svara, this far. Not a poshut svara at all. Because the poshut pshat you could say is that the Rishonim who say Yotze if you just say Chag is kostomo kilishmo koi. That means if we're holding Yom Tov Pesach and you say Yom Chag Azeh, the day tightens itself up. It's like a yad. We have in the Dorim Yadayim. What is today? It's Pesach. I said Chag Azeh. That same Pesach. Must speak, right? I'm Yotze Good Yom Tov on Pesach. If I told a Jew Good Yom Tov, without saying Good Yom Tov Pesach. If I state, it's a Pesach. Yom Tov Pesach. So, Avada, you have to mention in the Tefillah, you have to be Meshabeach, the fact that it's Chag HaMatzos. But the fact that it's Pesach and you said Chag, it means Chag HaPesach. Dos Meintes. Mashengim, when you say Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh, is Rechiach Sofi Al Tchilosoi, that you weren't talking about. If you said Sukkos, you weren't talking about Shmini Atzeres. Talking about Sukkos. You said what your Chag meant. You said what your Chag meant. What if somebody has shown would say Chag Thanksgiving as it? Zichonat Yoetze. Why not? He said Chag. Yeah, but you weren't talking about Chag HaPesach, you're talking about Chag Thanksgiving. That's great, isn't it? Or the Chas V'Shalom Easter. That's all given. Asach Gora on Pesach. So you say Chag HaEaster as it. Is Yoetze. No, I understand. The question is, let's say you have a blind kavana. You didn't think for a moment. So there's a concept in Shas of stomach and lishma. Right? What I'm saying is, once you said Chag HaSukkah, it's Mikvah Gora. I didn't understand it. But the Azoi Zokta Beis Yehuda. And the Chayodim holds the Yaitzeh B'l'maisa B'dievet. But the bottom line is, Torah HaShulchan talks about the Shaila. It's a famous Shaila. The bottom line is that The Pirkei Yosef says, no, when you said Chag HaSukkos, it's because you're still on the Sukkos mode. So in your mind, it's Sukkos. So the Pirkei Yosef says, you're not Yotze, because you were going with the Sukkos mode. You didn't forget to say Shmini Atzeres. You were davening Sukkos mode. And Memele, Mestame, he's right, the Pirkei Yosef. Because because then your time is going to be a time. There's lachor two reasons why he said Chag HaSukkos says it. Either like the Pirkei Yosef, he's still in his mind, but still Chag HaSukkos. Or he wasn't thinking Bechlal. He's still on autopilot. No, that they don't use. Because the Maizet's a regel b'fnei atzmo. Legabi tefillah, legabi kolbim and tefillah, it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. So legabi dis nekuda, they don't use that tefillah. No, that's what. That's what they don't use. They have a tzad that it's called Chag. Not that it is Chag HaSukkos. That it's called, Shmini Atzeres is called a Chag. There's a steer in the Sukkos there. It's a half a minute in the Gemara and Soita. So it makes a neder out of Chag. Shmini Atzeres included, Shmini Atzeres not included. But it's in essence, it's not. Yeah, that's the... We spoke about this Lagabi Baal Toysef. That's called Zmanoi Lagabi... Anyway, the bottom line is that if Taka, you weren't thinking at all, which is your question, if you're not thinking at all, that's worse. That's my favorite story with Rabbi Yankiv. I was a Bochel when this Maisa happened. This is my favorite story with Rabbi Yankiv. Rabbi Yankiv was a guy davened, came over to Rabbi Yankiv after Mincha. He told him he had a Shaila on Mincha because in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he realized he was holding whatever Refrain or whatever, he kept on davening, weekday davening. And then he just went to the Shabbos davening. So he asked Rabbi Yankiv if he did right. Rabbi Yankiv said, nein. Should have started all over again. So the guy in his mind thought, I thought of what I did, I remember learning that. Like, I know Rabbi Yankiv said not like that, but I'm pretty sure, you know, I didn't just dream it up. He went to get a Mishnah Berurah. When the Artipish had getrachted, he chapped Rabbi Yankiv on his Shulchan Aruch. Mefush Halacha in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch. The Halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that if you start a, not only, even if you start a Baruch HaShulchan, you finish it. Right? Let's say Reino Von Yenu. You remember Reino Von Yenu. Gradually, most people remember by Slach Lonu. The hitting reminds you. 1 second. Yeah. The halach is you finish the bracha. Because not a bracha of Atola. Shabbos is really a yom. If somebody didn't have a siddur and they davened Yud Ches and they mentioned the Ritzei in Shemoneh Esrei, they yaitz a Shabbos. Not Musaf, but Shabbos yaitz. If you're maskish shall Shabbos, but tefillah. So l'maisa, it's not a bracha. It's even a shayla. I want you to know, interesting shayla. Friday night we say Atakidashta. Right? Shabbos by Mincha, we say Ator Echot. Right? So Ato is the first word, whether you do weekday or Shabbos, except for Shachris, where it's Yismach Moshe. So there's a Shaila in the Poiskim. Let's say somebody remembered after Ato, but they were really going to say Ato Choynen. They had das to say Ato Choynen. So they went Ato, they were going to say Choynen, and they remembered. Do you have to finish the Brocha? Because if it happened to you in Re'eino, that loch is you finished till Goyal Yisrael. But here, it's Ato. I could just say Ato Echot. Well, no, I was really saying Ato Choynen. Kama v'kama poiskim hold, you should still make the Brocha of Ato Choynen. If that was your das, by the Tchilas HaBrocha. But anyway, Lemaisa, so the guy looked up the Mishnah Berurah Tachlis and he went back to Rabbi Yankif. Rabbi Yankif was already laughing before he even got to him. He saw the guy coming back with a Mishnah Berurah. You know what I mean? So Lemaisa, Rabbi Yankif said that case of the Shulchan Aruch is a case where somebody was mispalo, and then he remembered that it was not Shabbos. That it was Shabbos. He started davening in his mind, he thought it's a weekday. Then he remembered it was Shabbos. He says, when you asked me the Shaila, you told me that you were just out of it. You were Shachach Shehu Mispalel. And then when you got to Refa'enu or Re'enu, you realized, Finiska Shehu Mispalel. He said, if you don't know you're davening, you have to start again. That was such a good word. You were a shochach shu mispalel. Anyway, so the Birkei Yosef is saying that mistama, at least the guy who's being mechavan while he's davening, he's just still a sukkah stick. So he says, so you were mechavan for sukkahs? Talking now, you want to get a Birkei Yosef? Anyway, says Birkei Yosef Arachayim. Anyway, so the shaila is if somebody says, The river is Ephraim and the Moiris Nosson have a shayla. If somebody taka says Al Nisim and not Al Nisim, he's mentioned. He's Maz Kamein Amura in Mayin Gimel. Does he have to be Chayza or not? So let's go. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch is ambiguous. It doesn't say why. Let's go to Kuf Ches. Yeshikach. So he brings down the Beis Yehuda over here in Uchel Shmini Atzeres. Yeah, tough way some of this, it does it. V'tzoy feho yisi, b'tshuva anal, sh'maisi miduch tetuve, to be Yom Tov, he says, like Daniel says, it's Yom Tov Achron Shol Chag. So definitely you could call it Chag. But he says, v'leso, tafke kishoimel, Chag, but when Chag Sukkos is there, ain't there Chag Atzeres? So that avada geht nicht. If you just say Chag avada, it would work. But if you said Chag, so what? It's no worse than if you just said Chag. That's what the Beis Yehuda and the Knesset Hagdol want to say. Zokdel, I argue with this. Elonire, the Bekol Zois, Hai Gavre Doma Chag Sukkos Pemokam Shmini Atzeres Lo Yotzam. He says, the reason why you said sukkahs is because ad ashta havi besukkahs. Umemele kisha oma betfilois of al sukkahs mamishichavi. Velochen kisha oime befiv chag asukkahs al sukkahs mamishkoma. Thus it is. So memele he holds it's worse. Kivin shekavanose al sukkahs mamish, memele v'lo mechavin bechlal al shmini atzeres, memele mehecha teisa da amirosoi l'chag asukkahs hi oile b'mokom shmini atzeres. Vaday torsu b'yodoi v'tzorich lachzor l'ispala. As I said, that's what the Chidor paskens. But anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch comes here in Kuf Ches, and the Shulchan Aruch says like this. Hatoi umaz kemura shal yomim b'tfila shaloi b'zmane, Shulchan Aruch brings down Loi Havi Avsoke. So that's a shtickle. That's really what the poiskim are using. Why you don't have to be chayzer? You don't have to be chayzer. It's not a hefzik. It's no worse than if you said it stamazay. You should know the Tzitz Eliezer also brings this down. La Alocha the Abiyamin Chelu Gimel. Which reminds me, we still don't have the kiss yet, right? The Abiyahima in Chelek Gimel also says the same thing. That if you said, if you mention Chanuk in the benching, in Alam, I keep on going to benching in Alamichia, no problem. It's not a hefsek. So now the Shal is fakeled. So why not do it? It's not a hefsek anyway. They will call him Bahalavoido. Why not? Do it. L'chayra, do it. By me, it bothered me so much because the whole Chanukah is lahalal. It's even more than Purim. They were koveya lahalal oidor. If you look at Rashi in Masech HaShabbos, you know what he says by halal? Loima al anisim. Mami, that's not like other Yomim Tovim. Other Yomim Tovim weren't hukva to say al anisim. Since it happens to be a yomtiv, we say it. Even Purim. Purim, they weren't koveya, they were koveya l'simcha, l'mishteh. They weren't koveya Purim to say Al-Anisim. But if you look at Rashi, Masechta Shabbos, that's how Shlomo Zalman got around the problem. Why does the Gemara say Chanukah Lecht? We mentioned this kasha. The Gemara just says, L'shon Acher is kofun b'halo v'ido. So Rashi is not their osu b'malocha, but what? They're v'halo v'ido. And Rashi says, to say Halel and to say Al-Anisim. So why would we not mention Chanukah in the main sholosh? It's Chiddush Gadol. Why we don't? So Taka the Vayan Avram. That's why I told you about Avram Palaji. Taka argues with his father over here in Siman Nun. He brings down that he says he argues with his father. He says Hagam Sheovi B'Sefer Moed Kol Chai Posa Kedas Hashulchan Aruch Sheloi Lahaskel. Mikol Mokoyim Ilu Hoyo Roye Divrei Hayad Nemon. That's a safer Yad Nemon Hoyo Poisek Lo Imoy. Yeah. So for Shteitzach the Abi Yoimen, the Tzitz Eliezer found a safer of Reb Chaim Palagi where he quoted the Yad Nemon. He doesn't hold like it. So you can look it up in the Abi Yoimen in Chelek Gimel, and the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva on this, where he in Chelek Yudalad, where he brings down this Vayan Avrom. There's also a Gon Olam, Vayan Avrom of Avrom Palagi. Avrom Palagi says, my father would have seen this safer, he wouldn't have written the Psag, and they found that he quoted it in another Sefer. Another Sefer on Arachayim. Anyway, the bottom line is that the Shulchan Aruch says we shouldn't say it. The Yan Avram says you should say it. Since it's not a Hefsek, he says it's a Milsa the Chassidus to say it. He says it's proper, you should Taka say it. As a result. So Shaila is why we don't say it. Right? And the problem is a lot of the reasons why we don't say it seem to be They seem to give credibility to the Vayan Avram, to Rav Avram Palagi. Because there doesn't seem to be strong reasons not to say it. The Gaon, for some reason, is gnawed. If you look here in Shulchan Aruch, the Gaon is gnawed from the reason that's found in the Rishonim. The Gaon says here in Birei Agro, Eimas Kirin. Why? The Af, but Birchas HaMozen ain't Tzorich Lahaskim Mitzad Adin, Kimo Shemuva Besugi de Shabbos. Elamitzad minig, v'kan ein minig. If you look at Mishabur and Reish Ches, he brings down this going. I don't know why they're so enamored with this new Tom. Meaning, even in benching, you're not mechuyev really, meikar adin. If you don't say it, it's not ma'akev. And mele, there's no minig. Hogufa kasha, why isn't there a minig? Hogufa. So you're telling me, the reason why the Mechaber Paskin's not to say, mein amura, in main shalosh is because even in benching it's only a minik, it's not ma'akev, and on this there's no minik. So haguva kashe, why is there no minik? So it's a dover nifla by me, why the goyin was malam ayin from the source. For some reason he wasn't happy with the source. You have to know why not. The source is found in Agos Maimini and Magam Rottenberg. And they give a reason. If you look here, if you go to the Mokar Advogim, so you'll see over here the Marami Rottenberg says a very simple svara. He says like this: Lahaz kimein amura bebrocha mein gimel b'chanukah purim loy tzorach. First of all, the lashon loy tzorach sounds like you can't. You don't have to. Why? He says it's true by Brich Samoz and Tzimach Lekes. And the Gemara says, V'imbola haske maske boido. So he almost, the Marami Rattenberg almost alludes to the fact, okay, so say it by Alam Mechitu. Meaning, you could use the Goyen almost fakirat. You could say, even by benching, you don't have to say it, but we do say it. So say it in Cholish. Why not? That's really the, that is the reason, that's the Vayan Avram. He's saying it's a win-win. It's a win-win. So listen what the Marami Rattenberg says. The Marami Rattenberg says, Abdemeyein Cholish lo yala alevish. It's lo yala alevish to do it. You know why not? Kivon de leko hoido bebrocha de main gimel. By the other main amurs, we say it in the bracha of Boinei Yerushalayim. We say it in the bracha. By Chanukah Purim, you say it in hoido. There's no hoido there. So even though the end you do main achasim yivnei lechalor tzalamichin, there's no main hoido in the main shalosh. And therefore, there's main oritz, there's no main oidor, and therefore, there's no place for it. Oh, that's also machloikis rishonim. It's machloikis rishonim. Forget that. There's a machloikis rishonim if you do bein brocha lebrocha. Even on Chanukah. That's also a good question. The whole year we say bein brocha lebrocha, you could be masker. Somebody forgot for St. Alamota lebrocha. If they didn't start on Shiva Shevtenu, they could say it right over there. They don't have to wait for Shema Kelenu. There's even a Shaila in the Poskim, what's better? What's better? Is it better for somebody to be Mazker, the Saint Alamota? You can, meaning if somebody forgot, right? Somebody forgot for Saint Alamota. They didn't mention it in Birch Zashonim. So the halacha is they could do it as long as they didn't start the next bracha, they could do it right over there. That's the dialogue. And the yoitzim. No, they just say the, they just make the askara. And they go weiter then. Because the, in between the two brachas is still meyuchas. It's still enough. That, as long as you didn't go weiter, you could be yoitzim. And by main amur, that's all b'halocha. That you could, as long as you didn't start the next bracha, you could be masker. But the machloek is rishonim by alanisim, if that's even an option. To mention it. There it's not ma'akev anyway. But whether it's an option. Some grab the whole by V'sein Talmud Talavrach, it's better to mention it after the Baruch Aleinu. And some hold it's better to mention it in Shema Kaleinu because it's in the bracha. If you do it ben bracha lebracha, it's not in a bracha. If you do it, I always tell people I hold it's better to do it there because once you're a person that forgot, now you're going to forget in Shema Kaleinu. You know how many people that happens to? Once you're a forgetter, so now you say, okay, you know, I'll do it by Shema Kaleinu, then you forget by Shema Kaleinu. Right? It's more likely to forget in Shema Kaleinu than forget in Baruch Aleinu. Right? It's true, once you messed up, maybe you'll be more cognitive, maybe not, maybe. Either way, I don't think it's good, because if now you're going to be spending the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei thinking about saying the Saint Alamota, it's also not a ma'ila. T'kabe shev v'god with Saint Alamota, one big V'Sein Talamot Alevroch. You can. Nothing wrong with that. You can. It's just, it won't have the mile anymore in the bracha because you already were Yoytzer Askor. Now it's just like a Bakosha Balma. Yeah. That's Gnaldik. It's not a separate thing to be Yoytzer. It's Askara. But, You hear the Zarya Shaila? Say it both. Say it in between. And also say it in Shema Kaleinu. Do both. The problem is that it's not really. This is used by Rav Eliashiv. Somebody goes to Eretz Yisrael now. The old days, you remember, I paskin differently. Till I got a hayroah that Rav Eliashiv held not like that, I reversed course. I used to tell people if they go to Eretz Yisrael, they should, and the Mashmoyis HaPoiskim is like I said. What happens if you go to Eretz Yisrael now? Anybody going to Eretz Yisrael now is a Shaila. They start with St. Alamot Alevracha. Right? I got a Shaila last week from a whole minion in Eretz Yisrael. The whole minion. One of our Talmidim was davening with the minion. It was the first night of St. Alamot. They all forgot. They didn't announce it. They all forgot to say it. They asked me what I do. They say Kaddish. Does the whole minyan daven again now first? And then it was very interesting. But then, because Saint Almota doesn't need achrozah to be chayiv. You chayiv in Saint Almota if they don't announce. It's not like Mashiv Ruach, where you need Azkora to be mechayiv you. They don't announce it, you're not mechayiv. That's why by Ashkenaz, many people don't start saying, you understand? They don't start saying, they continue to say Mashiv Ruach by Pesach, because there's no Azkora. Right? They don't want to announce not to say. There's an inyan not to announce. You don't say no Mashiv Ruach. So therefore, the Ashkenazim, most Ashkenazim, the Yekes Grad, their minig, is taka like the Nusach Svard. They stop saying Mashiv Ruach Pesach. They don't start Moir Atal. So what do? You can't announce no Mashiv Ruach. So what do? They announce Atu Gibor Loy L'Mashem Chalkal Chaim B'Chesed. That's the announcement. They make Azah announcement that. So that you should know, not another. But anyway, Lemaisa, the bottom line is that, so I always tell people, if you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you're staying there, no problem. You change your Nusuch, you start saying V'zein Talmud, no problem. That's Muskim. That's Muskim. What happened, meaning, when I say staying, you're going to stay there past December 5th. You're going to be there past when we say V'zein Talmud are here. Okay, you're staying there, weiter, right? You'll come back, but if you're staying, you're zicher staying. I'm saying, no. But what happens if you're coming back before you're going? Now you come back in 2 weeks. I mean, I get to shaila mamish daily this time of the year. What do? So the chidah holds, you should continue doing your nusach, same bracha. He says, you can't change your matbe and then go back to it. You can't say now the same Talmud to Levracha and then go back to the same. You can't do that. That you can't do. So he says what you should do is you should keep your, just say the same bracha. So I always told people that. I always told people that's what they should do. But I even had an interesting shot for guys in Eretz Yisrael. He's coming back to America at the end of the season. See, he's benefiting from really the rain season of Chutz La'aretz. That's a different shayla. That's not for now. The bottom line is Rav Eliyashiv had a chap. His chap was say taka the same bracha. Your chap. And then if the halacha is taka, like those who hold that you should switch, so then in Shema Kolenu say the same talmud of bracha for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. What? V'sivah v'adi, do like the tzibur. But then in Shema Kolenu you say the same talmud. That was Revelation. That's why I tell people to do that. Only because I got that psak from Revel Yashiv. I would have said that's a stira. But Daniel would probably say you can make it tonight. Right? You can make it tonight. We find that you can make it tonight. It's a chiddush. Kol ha-musag shel tanayim b'mitzvot. We spent a lot of time on that. It's a chiddush. But Lamai said, Avud Ram, we had by Sfira, Reb Kivega by Kriyashma. Many Achronim say it by Havdolah. That if a person is a mesupik, if his wife heard Avdolah or not, and this tzibur is making Avdolah, he could listen al tanai. That if his wife already heard Avdolah, he's yoytzer with them. If he comes home and his wife wasn't, because he can't make Avdolah over for his wife, because there's no arvus, because she may not be mechuyev in Avdolah. So if she's not chayev in Avdolah, there's no arvus. Forgetting the rush, she's not chayev in Avdolah, there's no arvus, for sure not. You understand? Now the beauty is handling with even a mitzvah that woman is chayev. But assuming she's potter from Avdolah, which is a suffix, so that's an eitzah some give. So that's mamish with this gang, that you could have any kind of tanai in mind. But to make a tanai on a bakosha in a brocha, to me, is a dover muzer. The tanai is I don't want to be yoitzah. I'm reading Krishma, and I'm making a tanai that if I'm going to read Krishma Bizman later, I don't want to be Yitzhak, I want to be Kaira Batara. But here I'm having in mind the Brocha. I'm being Mechav in the Brocha. I'm making a Bakosha in the Brocha. I don't hear a Tanai. Tanai I don't hear. I hear the only thing is you could say is it's another Askar. Tanai I don't really hear would work. It's a very big, be a very big Kiddush that it would work. Possible. Anything's possible. Okay, so let's get to halacha l'maaseh here.
Oh, it's 2:20.
Okay, we'll finish this tomorrow. It's a very schwacher reason. That's why the Avraham Pelagi is taina. What do you lose?